touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. We got a great show. I got my brother Dave here to update us on the news and NCAA March Madness. Dave, welcome to the show, bro.
Oh, great time of year. Great time of year. How you doing, everybody?
Well, we got a great week. This week, I was going to be in Vegas, but I got to be in L.A. now because I was going to be at the cigar show in Las Vegas. That's going on. But I want to thank our sponsor, Oliva Cigar. They are the best. Check out my book, Gangster Redemption. And, of course, my cigars are going very well. They are
the Crooked Diamond.
Diamond, Dave. So, bro, first of all, let's go. Welcome to the show. Dave's a sought-after guest. You really are. People email and text and say,
I don't know why.
Hey, where's your brother coming back? Where's your brother? Right, Nick? Is that true? And so I often do that, and
we got a cat.
Come on, Molly. Come on. Oh, she can't get in, Nick. Oh. Nick will get her in. Nick is the cat. Anyway, bro, yeah. We got a lot going on. We got, first of all, let me hear. We got two wars. Not our wars, but you know what I'm hearing about the wars? And I just read this. I don't know if it's true. You can let me know. That now Biden don't want to fund the Israeli-Hamas war or something with weapons?
It's not like he don't want to fund them. He wants them to open up a corridor for humanitarian, for food. People are starving over there. And
well, they should do that, I think.
Well, Netanyahu don't want to do it because he said Hamas is stealing the food.
Ah.
But Biden wants them to open up a corridor in the north, which Netanyahu says that in the north, Netanyahu says in the north, it's all under control. That the IDF, which is the Israeli Defensive Forces, have control of it and all. So then open up some corridors in the north and let the people eat some food.
What is the end to this, do you know? I mean,
I don't know. You got to ask it on Netanyahu. The end of it, he wants to destroy Hamas totally.
Well, I can't blame him. I mean, Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's not a state.
I agree, but they're killing so many innocent children, 16,000 children under 16 years old.
Hamas is killed?
No, Israel, but by bombing buildings and shit.
Oh, whoa.
So yeah, a lot of innocent people.
What do you do? Let me ask you a question.
I understand it's a fragile thing, but
I'm going to be a hard-nosed ass. If this is America and somebody's bombing America, I don't give a F where they hide when they go back to their country. If I know it's this group, and they're in, let's say Canada started doing that. And then Canada started hiding their weapons in school. I'm sorry, I got to wipe out. They're killing Americans every day, bombing them. You got to wipe out that country.
Well,
right? I mean, I hope people don't think I'm some hard-ass idiot, and I'm not. I'm just trying to say.
There's a lot of innocent people that don't like Hamas, but
then what are they supposed to do?
They can't do nothing. Hamas is a dictator. What is a mafia guy supposed to do that don't want Gotti? Either he kills Gotti or he gets killed.
Yeah, but Dave, that person is also not going to be, you know, sitting.
Well, my point is, there's a lot of people that don't want Hamas, but they got nothing to vote on. They got nothing. Hamas just is too strong.
But Dave, I'll tell you what I think, though. You're splitting hairs now. If Hamas is hiding in hospitals, right? And, you know, that's where their headquarters are. That's what everything is. And all
okay,
that
so if three Hamas guys are hiding in a hospital and there's 2,000 hurt people in the hospital, drop bombs on it?
No, if it's
so
a
what
head,
do you do?
No, hold on. I'll tell you, if it's a head, no, it's three of them, you go get them. They're hiding. You can only hide so long. And if I find out that you're hiding them, then you go, we kill you. We put bullets to your head. And if they are a headquarters in that hospital, sorry, you got to go.
That's not the case. The headquarters are in tunnels. You know that.
Yeah, I know. And but those
not in hospitals.
Okay. So you don't think, so who is, who's, when you hear somebody from America talking about, because I hear it a lot, oh, this or that, where are we at?
I hear both sides, and I'm in the middle too. I don't know. I agree with Israel about Hamas, getting rid of Hamas, but I agree with the United States and other people that say enough's enough. I mean, you got 30,000 innocent people dead. 30,000 innocent people dead. And you keep telling them, all right, we're going into this area, move. There's no place for them to go no more. None. All of it's worse than Ukraine.
So is Israeli giving them safe passes to somewhere?
No. They're telling them to leave. You got 3 days to leave this area. And they're going in 10 cities and all, but no bathrooms, no running water, no food, no nothing. Because they're going in for Hamas to certain areas. I'm talking areas with 1,400,000 people. Not a project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm talking neighborhoods like the Bronx or Brooklyn. All right, everybody move out of the Bronx.
Yeah, it's 2 million people.
They all go to Brooklyn. All right, I clean up the Bronx, and now I got the Bronx under control. Now move out of Brooklyn. Where did it go?
Back to the Bronx.
No, because it's a parking lot. It's bombed. All their houses are gone. Their buildings. It's a parking lot. I mean,
I got Ben's coming on. He's coming on.
Where do you go?
I got Ben's coming on, you know?
Ben's?
Zach. Yeah. So, him and Gary and all of them talk about it. So I'm going to.
Well, he's the Jewish person.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them. That's going to be a good one. Well, what's going on with Ukraine? Anything updated a little bit?
They're hurting. Ukraine's hurting.
Ukraine's right?
Hurting because they don't have enough ammunition because the Senate, the House ain't passing the bill up the Senate.
Where do you go? Well, I don't even know where I stand on that. I mean, I stand. Somehow,
either you stand with Russia or you stand with Ukraine. Or what? Who do you stand with?
No, it's money wise. Why isn't any other country putting up the
money?
They
are NATO. Every country is. Get your facts straight. France, Germany, England—they're all putting up money. They all put up 2% of their GDP. Now they're not putting up as much money as us because our GDP is way higher than a little country like Sweden.
Sweden ain't putting it. They're a neutral country.
No, well, they're NATO now. They became NATO a week or two ago, officially.
Yeah.
They got their flag raised. And they're putting in 2% of their GDP.
To NATO? Is NATO funding this war?
NATO's funding the war, yes. They're not sending troops, but they're sending material. Boots on the ground, which Ukraine never asked for a boot on the ground. They just want the ammunition and stuff to fight them.
Right. All right. So I'm seeing that. Okay, I got that now. All right, let me keep going. So I just had to hit my phone too. So let's keep going with the war. So I did see that Ukraine shot down a Russian plane or Russia shot it? Somebody's plane was shot down.
I didn't see that, but I do know that Ukraine has sent drones into Russia and bombed some of their gas fields up. That's why the oil fields. That's why the oil gasoline in the States here is going way up. Now it's $3.58 a gallon.
I know. What a crock of crap. And you know, Biden.
And that president has nothing to do with the price of gas.
You don't think the president can pressure countries? Oh, come on, bro. Why do we even have a president? He knows and everybody knows. I don't care who you are. The president might not be able to say do it, but their political pressure or money or military or whatever. If we started saying, okay, we're opening up every part of drilling you could do and processing.
Oh, in the United States, then the gas is going down, yes.
I mean, we got to do something. Why are we letting price of gas dictate everything in America from another country? And this is crazy because RV takes a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah, but then you should live in Europe and go pay $6 a gallon of gas and make less money in Europe than you make in the United States. That's what you should do then. And then maybe you'll appreciate $3.50.
Wow, he's making me feel good at $3.50
a gallon, people. Google what the price of gas is in Germany, France, England, anywhere. Google it.
No, I don't know, but
it is.
He's telling me get out.
Why? Because they rely on fuel from Russia.
Yeah,
you know that Russia used to have that.
They got the pipeline to Germany.
They used to, but that was shut down because of the Ukraine war.
Right. Well, I think they're already allowed to do something like humanitarian.
I don't know exactly, but I know in the beginning of that they were shutting the pipeline down. Whatever. I don't even think it was fully finished, 100% done at the time.
Dave, you know, it's hard to argue with him right now because he knows a little bit, you know, he follows this stuff.
Go on, keep going, Larry.
No, I listen, I got him. So you don't think it has anything to do with having the Democratic president in office right now?
What are we talking about? The price of gas?
Right.
Very little bit. Very little bit. Very, very, very little bit. Has more to do with how many barrels Saudi Arabia is pumping. And when Saudi Arabia is pumping it for China and Russia, well, what are we supposed to do? We don't own Saudi Arabia. But Biden sent people over. He was over there. He got pissed at them because they were raising the barrel of gas so high when it was over $4 a gallon here.
Yeah, but they've, you know, I'm not going to get into it to economics with you.
Yes, but if we pumped our own gas, which we have plenty of gas here.
We do.
Enough. But there's a whole thing with environmental...
Strategic reserves and all that bullshit.
Environment.
That's another environment bullshit. And I'm an environmentalist. I mean, I believe in the climate.
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not an environmentalist?
Well, makes you an environmentalist?
I don't believe in offshore drilling. In the United States.
Where do you think our gas is?
It's in Alaska.
Well, it's also offshore.
Yeah, but it's mostly in Alaska. Don't tell me. I worked in Alaska. I was in the Coast Guard in Alaska.
Is it still mostly in Alaska?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Okay. The Alaska Reserve is more than most of the country.
I don't know, but I know it's offshore, too. Mm-hmm. I do know that. How much of it? I can't give you percentage-wise.
Right, but I think they could go far enough. I don't know. Maybe, you know, listen, that's a deeper subject than I agree with.
Exactly. That's why.
But I do think it matters. You can't tell me all of a sudden Trump is president, gas is low, Biden's president, gas is high, because they know he ain't going to do it, because they know he's going to support this crap or that crap, and they're not going to do it. And they say, let's keep the. That's why, you know, it's really money. They really want Biden.
Listen, I agree with you to an extent, but if you want to vote on a president because of the price of fuel,
I do.
Well, then okay. Then vote for Trump and let this country, no allies, no nothing, and whatever. And I mean, yeah, that's your option. That's really your option as a voter. But, you know, I mean, you got to sometimes take the good with the bad. And if you want the good for gas for the bad for Trump, well, then live with that. I mean, that's all I can say. There's, you know, there's a lot of bad things about Trump that people don't even know about.
Okay, well, we're going to go into Trump.
He's going to support Russia, and Russia, go attack any neighborhood who don't pay their fair dues in NATO. Go ahead, go over. I wouldn't touch
you. Well, you know something? Maybe those countries would pay their fair due.
Oh, yeah, maybe they won't. Maybe Putin would be the next Hitler. How do you know?
Okay, I'll tell you how I know. How's that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Listen, this is not 1940, 37 when they started the war in World War II.
Right, it's worse.
Oh, it's worse?
Yeah, with nuclear ammunition and
all
that.
Nobody is going to come to one country or another, bro, and invade it like America. Nobody is coming to America with landing craft like we did in Normandy in World War II and landing and doing an offensive like Patton and the big invasion, Eisenhower, and they all sought that invasion.
Today, no, Larry, but what happens if you let China do whatever they want and China takes over the Philippines and China takes over Japan?
What do you think China can do?
And then they're way bigger and stronger than us. Now what?
What do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to come here with, like, people and, like, invade us and take us over?
Not in mine and your time, no.
And it's not in any time, bro. We got nukes.
Oh, I don't know.
Why don't people take over little countries with nukes? Why aren't we taking over North Korea? Why ain't anybody taking over North Korea? Because the guy's a psychopath that's got freaking nukes.
Why aren't we taking over Iran and they don't have nukes yet?
Huh?
Same reason.
Because we are playing by the rule.
Right. So Putin ain't playing by the rules. Neither is Xi Jinping.
Listen, my point to you is this, Dave. There's nothing that's going to make this world a one world. Like this, the world is not going to be run by one country or one entity or one person or one sort of. It's just too big, too diverse, too far apart, and there's too much uncertainty. You know, you want to get real? We started this crap with Russia. We are wrong. We are pushing to their borders. You know, listen to Putin sometimes. He's not totally wrong.
Why?
Why?
With the Ukraine war?
Yeah.
Why?
Because United States, first of all, let me tell you why. We have been pushing these countries to get into NATO. Why? I have no idea. Because it's money, and it's politics, and it's political, and it's strength. And it's the United States sometimes trying to be a bully of the world. Let me tell you, why do we need all of these countries so NATO'd against Russia right on their border when we said we wouldn't put it on their border? I don't know.
When did we say we wouldn't put it on
that
their border?
That happened when Russia...
Attili...
1940.
Attili went over the border and attacked the country.
Okay, let me ask you a question, bro.
And they still ain't in NATO, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, that's why. That's another thing. They're not even a NATO country. They're not a NATO country.
Yeah,
you're so right. Why are we helping them?
Because you want to know why now?
Yeah.
Because in 1984, they were going to make a nuclear bomb. They had a nuclear bomb. We talked them out of making nuclears, right. And we would protect them.
Right.
That's why.
So now... They don't pay a thing. They don't pay to NATO. They don't do anything because they said they would never
do it. They want to be in NATO. They want to pay. It's not up to them. It's up to NATO to take them. And they didn't want to take them to piss Russia off. But now that Russia attacked them, what other border countries did they take? Two of them. Sweden they took, and they took another country they're taking in on their border up on the north part.
Oh, you mean NATO's taking
NATO
them?
NATO took them in. Well, officially except Sweden them. Is, and another one
and is. Sweden is known as a neutral
and
country.
And the other one Switzerland, is being, the other one is being taken in, or whatever.
Looked at, or whatever.
No, I don't know what country it is, whatever it is. Lithuania or somewhere, I don't know. If you look at, if I saw a map, I would know it, but.
Oh, I got you. All right, well, listen, here's what I look at that, and, you know, like you said, with the NATO or whatever. Listen, there's a lot of politics.
What, do you agree that?
I'm for Ukraine.
Okay, then we should be helping.
But here's what my
problem. Not with boots on the ground.
Dave, here's my problem. We have boots on the ground. I mean.
Not fighting
not
Russia.
Not officially.
Okay,
but
Dave, right.
Let me ask you another question. See, here's my problem. Why is America, now, and listen, why is America footing the bill for everything? And then this is what's happened to the United States forever. And I'm sick and tired of it. I think, I don't care. I'm the president. You touch one NATO country, I'll bomb you, I'll wipe you out. Let's go all out. Period. End of story. If you're a nuclear country and you try to threaten one of the NATO countries who don't have, we will drop mega fucking bombs. And let's get right to the Palestine and Hamas and Israel. If I was Netanyahu, I'm sorry, people. You're going to hate me out there. But I would say, listen, you bomb America, I will bomb your whole country. Wipe it off the map. Map. How's that? You want to be the president? Try me. One time. Boom. And I would drive. Listen, I love people. Oh, that's not humanitarian. How about in World War II, 1945, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, we wipe out millions of people. To this day, people are dying for that. Oh, but we're this beautiful, nice country that don't bomb. We dropped a bomb, bro, on babies.
The first nuclear bomb.
Kids, nuclear, vaporized. Vaporized. You know how many innocent? Most of the people were innocent. Almost 90% of them were innocent. And the United States wiped them out. Nobody said a word. Why? Now, all of a sudden, if you bomb a hospital or a school where they have some military people, you are the evil giant. I don't blame Israel. I'm at that point and sick and tired of that. I am sick and tired of all these countries hiding behind innocence, or what do they call that now? Guerrilla warfare, all of that. Wipe the building out.
Should the United States be supporting Israel?
Well, they're the only democracy right there. That's the only reason we're doing it, but I think only. I don't know. That's a very, very good question.
And if so, why Israel and not Ukraine?
Here's another thing. They're both not NATO, so why? Here's why, because Israel pays us back.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Israel's not paying us?
No, we're giving them ammunition. But now Biden wants to give him ammunition under the rules of, I mean, don't be
now
killing.
Now you're trying to tell a person how to fight. Well, we'll give you the bomb, but you can't do it here, you can't do it there, you can't do it here.
No, he's not saying that. He's saying, you know, you can't be killing 30,000 innocent people.
I love America. I love America. You know, listen, people, I want to know something. I want to let everybody know something. First of all, in America, I personally, bro, am a big fuck. You know, I'm an American. I'm a veteran. I'm all the kind of crap you want to get into. And I can go on and on. But, why does the United States all this holy, almighty crap when United States houses more people and kills more people in our prison system than any of a Mr. Humanitarian country? Why does the United States...
Nick, I thought you had all the cameras set up.
Oh.
We're recording.
Yeah, Dave, oh, I don't know what you're doing, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. So why, Dave, does Hamas... see, you got me all messed up with the cameras. Okay, Dave, hold on. Forget the cameras. So why all of a sudden are we now worried about what everybody thinks? First of all, why should we care? How do we know Ukraine isn't doing crazy crap? I don't know. I'm just getting it. We're giving Ukraine whatever. Okay? Selling it, whatever. I think that's the one thing. Selling is one thing. Secondly, listen... I don't think we should tell. You want to give them the weapons? This is your... Here. We believe in you. We believe in Israel. You're going to fight the war away. Why should we be responsible for what they do? Hey, if they get weapons...
They're not responsible.
So then why are we telling them what to do?
Because it's our equipment.
Oh, Dave, you think every other country that sells them something...
Larry, if somebody lends you a car and tells you don't do 100 miles an hour, they don't have a right to do that.
Of course.
All right.
But this is a lot different than that. You're telling a person how to fight. How about you lend them the car?
That's where you're wrong.
How about you lend them a car?
You can't be killing 30,000 innocent people.
Yeah, yeah, then now, listen, if I was Netanyahu, I'd say, just give me the stuff, shut your mouth. Because I'll tell you
what. All right, now you're not getting the stuff.
Okay. Hey, Dave, I want to borrow your car, but you tell me I can't make a right turn. That's what you do. You're putting handcuffs on a guy with bombs.
No, I'm just telling you, be more careful. Don't go bombing a hospital for one guy when there's 2,200 innocent.
And David, has anybody said they did that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because they got a top official. Yeah, they said they did that.
Okay.
Because they had information.
Oh, but we don't believe in that, United States.
No, we don't believe in
what? Doing what they did, get that one guy.
No.
Oh, no, we didn't give Sammy Gravano freedom after killing 19 people to get one guy. Nick watched the movie last night.
I don't get it. No, I don't.
Right?
I don't get it.
They gave Sammy Gravano.
I know what they did.
I know, but we're talking about bombing a hospital.
Well, because I'm talking about what he's saying, that the United States shouldn't say it's okay to bomb this building that's got 10,000 people. But they got a guy in there who's responsible for murdering 100,000 people. I think I might take him out. The United States did the same calculation in World War II. We're going to kill all these innocent people, but we're going to save American lives in the long run. Because if we go do this long campaign, we were winning the war. The war was over one way or the other. It's just a matter of when. We were losing men. We were sending them overseas. It's hard to do that. That's why people don't understand it's so hard to just invade. You can invade all you want. You can't conquer. There's a difference between invading something and conquering something. Yeah. When you invade, you get in there. Now what? Listen, there's nobody in the world could come to America and say, now it's Russian. I wouldn't let it happen.
Russia's going into Ukraine and saying it's Russian.
You know as well as I do, they could go in there all they want. They're not going to be Russian unless, because it's what you are. That's why they're fighting so hard. That's why the Ukrainians are fighting so hard. That's why people fight so hard. Because it's who they are. You're fighting for something and not money and land. Those people in Russia who are fighting for land, why do you think their military's getting their ass kicked? On a one-on-one basis, so to speak.
Who?
Russia. Whoa. Because this guy's got heart. You'd come here, you wouldn't care. You think you're going to let a Russian come to tell you, go sit down, you do nothing? You hit him with a bat. Do you understand this, Nick? But I'm just trying to tell, I don't believe America, and I'll say this in any show, should tell another country how to use its military in any way. We either give them their stuff or not. If we believe they're an irresponsible, a rogue country, then don't give it all, period. But why should... So now you're just saying whoever's got the most money wins? That's what's happening. If you tell a person we can't use equipment in one way or the other. Listen, if we are your friend. I'm trying to tell David. If I'm David wants something to beat up somebody, I'm going to give it to him. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to say, hey, Dave, here's the gun. You know, watch you don't shoot it in a crowd. If you got to put a bullet in a guy's head in Macy's, put it in his head in Macy's. If you happen to kill someone, you happen to kill someone. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel, bro. What? Am I wrong, Nick?
No, we just... not when you... Not on your 15th example. And finally... Right. The Sammy example was totally... I didn't understand that one. I guess I get the gun one.
Yeah. But how are you telling a person what to do with that gun? If you're responsible enough to give them that gun, and they're your friend, and your money or whatever, I don't know how that goes. That's another whole politics bullshit. And listen, I'm telling everybody out there, I don't know, hate anybody.
Okay, now let me come back.
Go ahead.
You give me a gun because I want to shoot someone at Macy's in the head, and I go there and I shoot 20 people. Not the guy in the head I wanted to shoot. I shoot 20 people.
Right.
And I come back there and I ditch my gun and I don't get caught. And I come back and I say, hey, I need another gun to shoot someone in the head. Now what?
Well, how do I know you did? If I know you did, I'm not giving it.
It's all over the news.
That you did it. Oh.
And I went into Macy.
And I tell you, David, Dave, did you do it? No, I didn't do it, lad. Well, yeah, I got you.
But I had to ditch the gun anyway because somebody seen me with it. So give me another gun. I'm going to go back to Macy's.
Well, though, now.
I got to give it to you. What?
Now you know what he's doing, and now you are involved.
Again, that's my point.
Again, yeah. No. I don't know what he's doing.
But the first time, he didn't know what he was doing, and it's okay.
We've been allies, very good friends with Israel, and we've supported him before in wars, you know, with Palestine and with all of that crap.
I think David had a better point.
And all of a sudden, now it reached the point where we're helping them, but they're just going overboard now.
Mm-hmm.
According to a lot of people, not corner.
Yeah, well, according to Salim Halig, the Palestinian congresswoman who should be kicked out of Congress.
Her and some Republicans too. And it's not just one person, lad. This is a debate in Washington, D.C. between, you know, all parties. You know, it's a debate.
Listen.
Is it one person? Fuck them. I mean, if you got 300 against one, I wouldn't even listen to the one.
Thanks, man.
But if you got 100 against 200, well, now let's hear both sides.
Well, you know, I do agree, but I also think that, you know, hey, let me ask you a question, bro. I've been wondering this question, and maybe you have the answer. You know, you got a pretty good grasp on a lot of this. Who is giving Russia all the weapons?
David.
All their drones. Iran's been giving them a lot of drones.
Yeah, big deal. Iran can't fund their war, can they?
Kim Jong-un sent over a bunch of rockets.
Hey, the little rocket man.
The rocket man sent over some rockets in exchange for technology on how to shoot a rocket to the moon and all this bullshit out of space shit.
They don't know how to do that?
They still don't know how to do a lot of... They don't know how to Google.
They're third world. They're a third world country.
They can't get the second stage for a long-range rocket or some shit.
And they can't just YouTube it?
I know. They can't YouTube it. They go YouTube.
No one saw it on the books. I just think, you know,
listen, everybody... Here's the problem with the United
States.
Why are we spending...
Their country, Russia, is in so much famine. Over there, their people are living so poor because all their money is going to the military. All the, you know, it's not going to people or nothing.
Yeah, no,
they're making a ton of money on gasoline, on selling fuel to Europe and all of that.
Russia is.
And they, you know, they need it. I mean, you know, but I mean, they're making a ton of money, but all their money's going into military equipment. They're ramping up their factories to make more missiles and bombs, and they have the technology to do it.
Yeah, it's like World War II, when the United States turned the car factories into tank factories.
I mean, when a country could afford to do it, I mean, listen, their people eventually are going to get tired of starving
a lot of people didn't know the reason why the United States is so good is... Because Russia can't feed its own people. It doesn't have enough grain
in
its country. Actually, over time, the United States is so well-balanced.
Ukraine is the grain capital of the world. You know that, right?
Yes.
Maybe that's what Russia's going for.
No, it's true. They cannot feed people. We are so lucky to have two oceans on our on our borders. Two major oceans.
We can survive ourselves.
Yeah,
between,
we really are.
Between farming and cows and growing vegetables and all of that shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oil, everything. If we had to, we don't need a damn person in this world. Most countries need at least somebody.
We need China something. For at least cheap goods.
Yeah. We might need China for rice. and Chinese food.
Chinese food.
We had no, Chinese you guys food. Don't like Chinese food. You guys like American Chinese food.
Yeah, so, we went to last night, Dave.
I don't know the difference. I thought Chinese food was Chinese food.
It is, Dave.
What's that's American, American Chinese food?
I'm with you, bro. Chinese is Chinese.
Yes, yeah.
It's rice, it's Chinese.
Well, have you ever been to China, Nick?
Huh? No, but I've had Chinese food, and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Like
how do you know? Real China food, you know what they eat? They eat dogs.
Cats, okay. Dogs. Cats.
Really?
I'm not participating in that.
Well, then you asked what you're talking original. About. Is that what you tried? Maybe they try to feed you some cats?
Molly.
You said Molly.
Molly, my cat.
That's funny.
No. All right. A couple other things. Now we got to get to something quick. You know, we're man that flies here always. Here's a good one, bro. What's going on with the presidential election in the United States? Right now, I just read today that the nomination is officially Trump's, but they're going to still vote.
Yeah, today the primary today is in Florida right
but
now.
But it doesn't matter.
Jamie just came back from voting for Trump.
But it does not matter.
No, because I know you did this. I told you this off camera.
You are a pretty middle of the road guy, meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, you're more of a Democrat.
Yeah.
So am I. I'm more liberal leaning.
I'm more middle of the road. If Nikki Haley was running, I'd root for her big time.
No, I wouldn't, because she can't fix the roads. In South Carolina. She can't fix the roads. But so you and I are both pretty much we're socially liberal. I mean, we don't give a shit what you do with drugs or sex or anything. We don't care. But I don't want to see lazy stuff. I don't want the government to pay for lazy people and all that kind of crap. You know, I don't believe in this government agencies. You know, we have the DEA, FBI, Homeland Security, ATF. We don't need all these alphabet organizations. We don't. We need a few, and that's it. Maybe keep the food safe, keep the shipping open for military, you know, whatever that is. But we're both on the same page. Now you got Biden, who's going to be 81, and Trump, who's going to be, what, 78?
Yeah.
When they, I think 4 years difference, so 81.
Three and a half, 4 year difference.
Right, yeah. Difference in age. What is going on? Now, we know who's the president. I told you why I'm so pissed at the Democrats. Because they don't put up a candidate. They let Biden walk through this thing. I didn't see one debate. Not one debate with Biden or anybody for that matter. But at least the Republicans, whether you like Trump or not, and I'm not saying like him or not, because there's a lot I don't like about him. There's some I like about him. Now, Trump is the presumption nominee and is the nominee for the Republican Party.
Yeah, as long as...
Do you think at this minute Trump beats Biden?
It's close, but right now in the polls, he's up very little bit. Within the margin of error.
Trump is up.
Within the margin of error. He's up by like 2%.
I also read...
Which the margin of error is 1% to
3%. No, but I did read that no sitting president... that was down in the polls to a running mate at this point ever came back to win.
That could be true. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think now, because usually at the end of a presidency...
There ain't no president ever run against Trump. Insurrectionist. So, I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ifs in this election.
Do you believe that Trump was a cause?
Of course. 100%. 100%, he had an influence in that.
Influence.
Listen,
he didn't say to him, go down there and take him hostage and kill him. And I'm
no, he didn't say that, but he said go down there and fight for your country.
He didn't say take him hostage.
No,
but bro,
he said let's go down to the Capitol and fight for your country.
Isn't that the whole gun issue? And not, you know, telling people how to use their weapons.
You guys got to understand something. Listen. Do I dig Trump?
And when it happened, he sat there and fucking watched it on TV and didn't call a National Guard.
He didn't do nothing. That's a problem.
He's over there making TikToks about it. He's over there making TikToks.
That's his problem.
He's making TikToks. Yeah. The only guy who knows how to work TikTok.
And his son, Kushner, his son-in-law, his daughter, they all told him, Dad, you got to do something. Dad. And he just sat there and watched TV for 4 hours. laughing his ass off while his almost vice president wanted to get hung.
Do you think they would have did it?
They would have got him. There would have been one nut that would have done it, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He's had a good point. What do you think, Nick? You're a young man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he definitely had a part.
And you're not a prejudiced. You a question. Yeah, you're not a prejudiced guy, and Trump is big-time prejudiced.
No, yeah. I told you what I always...
I don't know.
My politics is so different. I'm not different. I am so disappointed in this country. It's what I'm really disappointed, especially the Democrats. I'm really more disappointed in
what country aren't you to? Maybe you can move there.
You know what? Maybe Costa Rica.
Well, that's a good place.
You know why? There's no military. There's one of the countries with 3 million. No, there's no military.
You better buy a new RV because there's a lot of mountains.
Oh, it's nice down there. What country? I don't like the fact, bro.
I don't like a lot of things, too, but America is one of the better countries to live in.
I love my country.
Anyway, you just said.
No, here's my problem with the country right now. We are getting to this holier-than-now bullshit that we're always right, which we're not. We've proved it. When this country talks anything about human rights, I can't stand it when it opens its mouth
now
about
you're talking
human rights.
You went from Trump you said to about human our country. Rights.
Now, let's go back to Trump. We're going to go back. We're going to stay on the Trump thing. What do you think it matters? I almost don't think it matters. I'll tell you why.
What?
Presidents come and go. I think our Congress is so screwed up.
No question.
That has things messed up. And here's the problem. Well, did you live better under Trump or Biden?
Same for me. I didn't live bad under either one. So I can't see one of them changing my life.
Right. And I'm almost to
I
that.
Agree with that.
But wait a minute. If you think Democrat and Republican or whatever, and you say, wait a minute, who is going to raise taxes on me if I make a few bucks?
Trump.
He's going to raise taxes on the rich?
No, you're not the rich.
No, I agree. But what I'm saying is...
No, he ain't going to raise it on the billionaires, no. But he's going to raise it on the nurses, doctors, lawyers, the regular working people. They pay the fair share. And that's one thing I like about Biden. I personally think that taxes should be across the board, whether it's 10, 20%, whatever, for everybody, for the poor and the rich. Let them pay their fair share. If it's 20% of your salary, if you're making $1 million a year, you're paying 20%. If you're making $100,000 a year, you're paying 20%.
Disagree.
All right.
Why are you putting, because the cost of things for a guy who makes, let's say, 100 grand to a guy who makes 10 million, there should be a difference.
So in other words, the guy making 100 grand should pay less tax.
Yes.
But he's paying more percentage than a billionaire right now, according to Trump.
I did not say that a billionaire should, but you got to think about two things with this. First of all, everybody just gets this away from things, okay? And you think of this in this way, bro. If you are a taxpayer, what are you paying tax for? What are you paying tax for?
For America to run.
Okay, right. The roads.
For the government.
The federal highway.
For everything. Right. Yeah, all of
who
the above.
Uses more resources? A guy who makes 20 grand or a guy who makes $1 billion? The guy who makes $1 billion totally uses more resources. They got more cars for the roads, so they're wearing out the roads more. They own construction companies, so they're
so they should be paying. They should be
are ruining roads.
So they should be paying. According to you, they should be paying a little bit more than the poorer people.
Absolutely,
they're not.
Well, that's something that should be done. But who?
Then I don't know why you like Trump.
Because Trump was lowering the cost of everyday goods. To the human, like the gas prices, the grocery prices. He's opening up lanes. He's opening up drilling places so gas goes lower. He's taking down stupid regulations so it makes food costs go lower. So the little guy can feel that weight, Dave. Yeah, people say, yeah, but it's going to hurt him in the beginning. But it's not true.
You're just talking about
you know, it's not true, Dave. Yeah. So all I'm saying is... That if you want to talk about immediate relief, I think Trump gives immediate relief where the Democrats give maybe a longer term relief, so to speak. And here's another thing I think that's wrong. If you want to keep going, I think the Democrats
listen
missed the boat with abortion. They're not even going anything about it because the
Republican. Say that again?
Abortion.
Yeah.
The government, listen, the Democrats are not talking enough about that. I don't even hear about that anymore.
They're talking about it.
Well, let me explain where the big difference
is. Well, you don't think a woman should have her rights?
Absolutely.
Well, then that's a Democratic. You should vote Democrat if that's your issue.
For that issue, right. Totally. And here's what I believe also with that. All of that. The Republicans always say, less government. How is less government bringing abortion into the House? In other words, that's more government. It's more regulations they're making. Roe versus Wade has been around since 1970. It's a long time.
When you vote that way, isn't
listen,
there
the
a
fact of the
issue?
Matter is, the, Trump in his four years had spent more money as president out without government than any other president ever.
Is it because of COVID?
Well, COVID was just the last year.
Dave, COVID was from 1920 to 2020.
Yeah, and the election was 2021.
Yeah, he was out pretty quick after.
Exactly.
Once COVID happened.
That didn't help him. He was out in less than a year after COVID.
Yeah,
COVID started
officially in March of 2020.
He was helping a lot.
Exactly.
He was throwing
and the election was
in the
November
car,
of 2020.
Crowds. Yeah. Remember him throwing the towels in the crowds for the hurricane?
But he had spent more money, Larry. More money. And Nikki Haley brought that up. I don't know what he spent it on. I couldn't give you item for item. But a ton of money. He bought a wall that Mexico was going to pay for. All this shit, man.
No, Dave. Let's face it. Every president lies like that. That's what we know. So, I mean, he's no different than... Listen, his rhetoric and his bombastery and his saying the craziest things, all that shit. A part of it I like because it comes out of his mouth. You know? They're thinking it. I mean, do I think he's...
Did you hear what he said the other day?
You got to tell me.
Did you hear?
No.
That if he loses the election, loses the election this year, there'll be a bloodbath in America.
That's
over
awesome.
TV.
That's what I'm saying.
Words don't matter, and he just caused that insurrection. He's telling all his freaking cronies
to get your
guns and let's make a bloodbath if I lose.
Well,
basically.
I mean,
he really,
and, it's his
and there
right.
will be there Isn't will be right? a handful of them that'll try it.
Isn't that our right
to what
to raise our guns and take over the government?
No,
that's your right.
Isn't that right to have your guns
to bear arms, but not to take over your government?
Doesn't say you have right to bear arms and take over the government.
I think that's why if you're defending yourself.
To defend.
Did it happen before?
Yeah. No.
No, the Civil War didn't happen.
Civil War was lost, but it was the North and the South split up. That's like two brothers.
It had nothing to do with an election.
I'm just saying.
That has nothing to do with it.
I know it didn't have anything to do with an election, but couldn't that happen?
No.
Okay, whatever.
No, I don't think, I disagree strongly. I know
whatever.
Hey, listen. Okay.
You guys
what
can
do
get
you
back
think,
to
would
arguing.
Would you think things will change? Okay, right now.
And and here's another one in my opinion while we're on Trump. I think if he gets elected, it's going to be worse than his first 4 years because he ain't going to be no incumbent.
The point I was trying to make.
I was just going to ask you.
You know what I mean?
Is he allowed to? He can't run two?
He can't run.
Doesn't it say two consecutive
this
terms?
This is it. 100% I'm right on this.
It's only eight years.
This is the most
eight
a guy
years,
can run.
Whether it's four now and 420 years from now, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he can't run again, so he's got nothing to lose by doing whatever the hell he wants. And look what he did his first time. Every time one of his top notch supposedly brains give him a suggestion or give him their opinion, and if he didn't like their opinion, they got fired.
Well, that's what he's known for, so.
Well, what do you think's going to happen this time?
Can't blame him.
You think it'll be any better this time?
We'll have to see.
You don't think he's gotten smarter?
No, I think he's gotten stupider.
I can't wait to see what happens. My whole point was with him being the president.
I still don't think he's
going
to win, to be honest.
Does it matter if he's the president or not? Like, he can still get the people to go to the Capitol and do what they do.
Well, I disagree, because he's the president. People got this false sense that, he'll get me out of prison, or that the president.
Yeah, they'll get pardoned.
He doesn't.
They'll get pardoned.
Yeah,
but you can't get president.
Yeah, I wish we had TV on. I tell you to play his tape from a rally two or three nights ago.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, I mean, I don't know how to do it. I wouldn't even know how to get that on TV. But you should get the speech you made, two or three.
Okay, if you don't know where it's at, I'm not going to
I don't know where it's at, what TV. I mean, it was all over TV, but I don't know.
What is it?
I told you about there'll be a bloodbath, and he started it out about, for all the, you know, he started out about all the insurrectionists that went to prison over there, over January 6th. You know, all his cronies that broke windows in the white in the house. You know, all them people. He made a statement about like how good they are, and oh man, it was
the
fun.
Patriots,
and this is for our patriots from January 6th that are in jail.
Yeah, no,
some stupid shit.
See that? There's you know, listen, what they did it, what those people did at the Capitol. I mean, I don't believe the. Listen, in my opinion, the security should have just shot Donald Trump 20 people. Speech. Stop that thing in its track.
I also agree with that. I totally agree with that.
So do I.
If they cared that much about the reputation of everything, yeah, they should have.
They were the first one to go through
is that
it.
Is that it?
That Ohio Valley draws response.
Which one?
Well, what the
this
blood
one?
Back.
This one?
They're all look, over. Look. You,
yeah. Okay, let's just hear one. Can we hear it?
That's going to be the least of it. Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years. 34. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. Mexico has
the least
taken
of it.
Over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in the country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico. And they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President
China.
Xi, you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car.
There you go.
Across the line. And you're not going to be able to...
Now, see, maybe what you listened to, Dave, was taken out of context, number one. Well, it's a bloodbath in work jobs, maybe. You know what I mean? We're going to lose. You're going to lose that.
The internet loves doing that.
Yeah.
Context.
Taking things out of context, obviously. And we know
they're actually known
now,
for it.
Now, some of his cronies take it out of context, too.
Oh, I
know, Dave,
it.
But he can't walk around eggshells talking either.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got that point of it, too. So I know what you're saying, but I think, listen, both sides, listen, what is, he's right, though. If, you know, we have to kind of be a little bit stronger to other shit than just letting it walk over us, too.
Seemed
Dave.
Like
don't
a G
agree?
In that. He seemed like a G right there.
Right? Listen, do I think, first of all, I think Trump is, I don't even know if he cares. Nah, he gotta care. The guy cares. He got great.
I think it's all ego. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah,
about
he cares all about him.
I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares because he's got grandkids?
I don't think he gives one shit about his wife or son.
I don't think Biden cares.
Have you seen his wife at all in this campaign? Not one bit.
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen her in a while, matter of fact.
She's dead.
No,
she's buried on the cemetery.
She's at the golf course.
I mean, the golf course. Yeah. My bad.
I don't know. That is true. But, you know, I'm not hearing much from his kids on rallies or anything yet. But then again, Dave, he's now the presidential nominee officially, I think.
Officially.
Well, after they have the
officially won the nomination, but he's got to be sworn in
by
the Republican National Convention and shit.
Officially
exactly.
voted.
Exactly. So, come that convention, whenever it is in the summer, then he officially.
He'll do it. I got it.
Oh, of course he's going to do it. I've never seen someone who got nominated not been officially done with
it. So is it official? Now, this I didn't think would happen, and I called this, and I was wrong. And I'm going to say it. Do you officially think Biden is the presidential candidate? You think so?
Well, he is.
You know,
right
a lot of people are saying, that he's going to pull last minute, not run. You know, you read a lot about that, you know, especially.
He's got to run.
His numbers
but
are
but
so
if he
bad.
Has a stroke, then he ain't running. That's I mean, right. I don't know. You know, I.
Do you think he's going to make another 4 years?
They're not going to tell us he has a stroke.
That's
they're just
going to
put him up
Nick,
there.
Do you think he can make another 4 years?
Huh?
Do you think he can make another 4 years?
Yeah. I think
living
they can
wise?
Shoot him up. enough.
I think he, listen, I got to say one thing. For the State of the Union, he looked a little juiced or something. I mean, he had some juice.
He definitely had a fat line before that.
Yeah, he had some lines of coke or something, something the guy had. He got into his son's stash.
Oh, shit. He was like... Let me get some of that. You still know your guy?
I'm going to get ass back.
It's almost over. We've got to talk about the tournament. Okay, NCAA tournament.
Yeah. We just got pushed by Dave right to the NCAA.
Well, look at the time.
You do have to go, though, Larry.
All right, bro. You are a big sport. One of the biggest sports guys I know is you. And I mean that. Not bullshit and anything. We're in a couple of cool pools, number one. I can't wait. I should put the pools up. Can I do that, Nick? Am I allowed to put the pools up, show the people what we got?
No, don't even do it.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, maybe you can
do that.
It's
the first and last names. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no, it's no last name, nothing. Oh. It's just a pool.
You can just
who do you think? First of all, the March Madness starts in 2 days. This is up today. This is, what are we at? Thursday. This is officially start Thursday?
Yeah.
And we're in it, Thursday's games?
Yeah.
And then Friday's games?
Yeah. And that's every game after.
Okay. So, who's the favorite?
Connecticut.
Okay. Who's top three?
North Carolina and Houston, Connecticut.
Still North Carolina. Fab Five, Houston. No, Five Jamma Jamma. Wasn't that Houston?
No. With, Five Jamma always Michigan State with Magic Johnson and them.
Who's the... Well, I thought... Oh, Hakeem Olamijan was them.
Was Houston.
Eagle-Olamijan.
Wasn't he? Yeah, but not Fab Five was... okay. Michael...
No.
Johnson... Magic Johnson.
Okay.
It was like that was the Michigan Fab Five.
Okay. And so now, okay, you got that. Now, so you got Houston, Connecticut, and
North Carolina and Purdue, your number one
seeds. Do you know how much you can make if you could pick exactly what happens in the holes games? I think you could win $1 million.
Oh, maybe more than that.
I think Warren Buffett, you know who he is?
Yeah. Yeah, Warren Buffett once
put up, I think, $1 million, $2 million to anybody who could pick the exact thing.
Remember the 14-year-old kid that like got almost every one of them right? He like missed two.
Almost
of them.
Don't win it.
Yeah.
No, he did win, and they didn't want to give it to him. They were running some contest.
Oh, there was something there.
Yeah.
The pool he won.
And they were like, "Sorry, you're 14. We're not paying out."
Oh, I didn't know that.
But Dave, do you care who wins?
No, I mean no.
No, no. You're more of a. What's your favorite sport? Baseball.
Football
over baseball.
I like all sports.
No, you like
baseball's football a long, too long of a season. Football's just once a week per team. You know.
Yeah. What about hockey and basketball?
Come playoff team. I like hockey. Come playoff.
Hockey and basketball. I like also.
I mean, playoffs is a different game.
All of those leagues, even baseball, they have just so many games. Baseball, you got 162 games. You know, in other sports, you got 82 games.
Yeah, 82 in hockey, basketball.
And then, yeah. And football, you only got 16 games.
17, yeah.
16.
Each team plays 17 now.
Oh, is it 17?
I think it's 18-week season.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a 1 week bye.
Nick, it used to be 12 when we were growing up. Football season was 12.
I remember at 14.
Money.
Money.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, population. You know,
what they did away with an exhibition game and made it a real season game.
Yeah.
Yeah, make money. Yeah, it's
changed smart tickets, but merchandise. It's all about airtime.
It's all about TV.
Airtime.
TV's
ads,
paying millions of dollars for
and they're getting raped. I mean? TV's done. Man, YouTube's taking over sports, I heard. There's a big article about
TV's
sports. TV's
still
and YouTube.
Making money on football. Though.
No, I didn't say not. I said YouTube's looking to try moving into the sports arenas and stuff.
Yeah, they're ready. Buy us up, please.
Yeah,
the please TV buy wants us up. To buy it.
So, okay, we're in that. So, anyway, I was going to do something.
Ain't going to happen in my time or your time.
What?
You don't think YouTube could buy the NFL next week?
Of course they could. Money-wise.
I don't think the NFL is going to sell the YouTube next week. Right. So,
yeah.
In my time.
You don't think that's possible in your time that the NFL would sell to Google?
The
whole league?
Mate, you never know.
You know?
So the NFL won't be the NFL? It'll be the YouTube league?
No, it would be NFL. They're just selling it to the...
Like the owners.
Selling what?
You don't have it. Well, somebody like Elon Musk could buy the whole entire NFL.
Yeah, but what's your point?
You just said that YouTube could never buy up...
He's right.
The NFL.
They're not going to sell the league.
Never.
Each team
never
worth $5 billion.
Never happened.
I'm talking about like streaming. I'm talking about
now
like
is your question, can they afford
like
to do it?
Streaming
or
rights.
Or would the NFL even let them do it?
I'm not talking about like per team. I'm talking about just streaming rights.
Oh, the rights, Dave. Oh, I think you might see
about
that.
Like, no, I'm not talking about like, oh, they're buying all teams.
He's talking about buying
all. Well, again,
you mean to put them on TV?
Yes.
On YouTube?
You can outbid the TV.
But
easily they could do it. And then we will see that now.
But it will still, we see it now.
It's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're seeing it now, right?
They're on Hulu.
Yeah.
Who is?
One day a week, they're on Hulu.
Really?
Only mm-hmm. Hulu. If you don't have Hulu, you're not watching a...
unless you have
unless you got Apollo TV.
We just gave a fuck
we'll cut that, and then we'll hit the sponsor for the
because we got to go.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, bro, I'll tell you what.
I'm not cutting that.
I'll tell you what, bro. Anyway, I love having you. You got to do this at least once a month, maybe twice a month.
What, this podcast?
Yeah, and you also got to do, Nick's going to do it. We got to do another review video, Nick, okay?
Yeah.
Why?
Like no, we'll Mr. put that Beast. One up.
No, we'll put the one we did up.
You did one already?
Well, you and I did one.
Did you put it up yet?
Not yet.
No.
But we're going to get...
First see how it does.
Doesn't matter. People want to see us do it. I like to do Mr. Beast videos because I love to watch them, and I like watching them. Watch one.
The next one will be better, guys.
Oh,
sorry about the
Nick
audio quality.
I didn't set it up right.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that. Anything going on, Nick? What we got? We got a couple of great guests. I got Ben's coming back for an interview for Friday. And I got Paul, my nephew, is going to be for the next Tuesday, I think. That he's an ex, he works for the Defense Department.
What kind of video are you doing with him?
A podcast, just on what's going on with politics and stuff. And not only just politics. He's pretty like in the government and contracts and how that that works and stuff like that. We're gonna see about that. So we're like, anything else to say, bro?
That's it. Kind of. Let's tournament starting up. Good.
We're gonna be going more on the line about politics when it comes down, especially if they have a debate.
I know. Okay.
Because for the purposes of the show, I'll be a Republican. You'll be a Democrat. We'll all go Biden, Trump. Maybe we could do that. Nick, where are you gonna stand?
Not?
You're not going to stand?
He couldn't even spell your Trump or Biden's name.
Neither one of them. Neither one of them.
He don't know nothing about politics, is my point.
I don't want... would I want to be like
I don't
that
mean
stressed
he's stupid
all the time?
Did you ever watch a new show about
why
politics?
Why would I ever want to be that stressed all the time?
I asked you, did you ever watch a show about politics?
Huh? When my boy Trump was first debating, yes, I watched every one of those debates he was in. And it was electric. I was so into it.
My man, Shane Gillis. Shout out the best, Shane Gillis. It's true, man. But Biden, the watch.
Yes, I watched everyone.
I will watch them, too. I would watch them.
But it was only for...
I'm going to be pissed, Dane, just to end it, if they don't debate.
That's so not
If I was Biden, I wouldn't debate him under certain... I would have certain rules.
Like, what's the rule?
I would have certain rules.
I would have a mute button on
his mic.
The guy who does it?
The moderator.
The moderator. And then, listen, here's a fact. In 2020, before the election, they debated, I don't know, 3 or 4 times.
Right.
After the first debate, Biden didn't want to debate him no more because he couldn't get a word in. Meaning like...
And he just talks over everybody.
Yeah, but you're supposed to get 5 minutes and 5 minutes of this, 5 minutes. And Trump always interrupted and all. So now, the second or third time, they put a mute on Trump's mic.
Yeah, they did they really?
I swear to God.
Yeah, after the guy was like, all right, boys, we need to settle down. Yeah,
that's
the next
Trump.
One they've been... They had a,
why are you going to debate him?
But the also,
I'm not
also,
up here arguing. This is a debate.
Also,
this ain't who can scream louder.
But Joe kept falling into it so easy.
Yeah, well, Trump is a master at that.
Every time.
So that's not a debate, though. It's more of an argument.
That's what goes on. Yeah.
Then I wouldn't debate him. No. If that's what you want to do, no. I would. Then if I was Biden, I wouldn't debate him.
See, that's
an argument.
What?
I said anything with Larry is the same thing.
You got to put a mute on his mic, too.
He's super loud, too.
Wow, you guys hearing this shit?
You do have a mute on that board, don't you? Mute him out right now.
See you, buddy. All right, Dave. Hey, Dave, can you close this out for us?
Okay, shout out to Oliva.
Shout out to Oliva. See ya.
Don't touch anything.
Go ahead. It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
You did it.
Okay. That's good.
That'd be good. But here Larry shut down.